as the president of Jackson College of Ministers comes to minister to us. Give him a hand at this time, Brother Keith Clark.
Let's clap our hands to the Lord, everybody, shall we? Hallelujah. Don't you appreciate the goodness of the Lord tonight? Everybody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we have a saying at Jackson College of Ministries, friends forever. And there's nothing better to say to somebody standing next to you right now. Turn to them and say, we're friends forever. There's a bond that's coming in this music ministry conference. Don't you feel it? Turn to somebody behind you and say, we're friends forever. We're united by Jesus Christ and by this gospel. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give the Lord another great hand praise. I feel the Spirit of the Lord in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing, shall we? Amen.
Oh, have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Put your hands together.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do.
Lift your hands and praise Him right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We are so glad to be here with you here tonight. You've been a great audience and worshiped the Lord so beautifully. And because of that, I make you a promise. I'm not going to preach very long tonight. And I appreciate you staying and giving God the praise and the worship. But I do feel that I have something from the Lord that I'd like to give to the audience tonight, to all of us. Amen. I really wanted to hear Brother Keys, but there was a very serious nature that arose. He will be coming back very soon, though, to be with us here in Jackson. Appreciate his apostolic ministry. And I feel very humbled that I have been, really just about pressured into. But it is a very humbling experience to come up here and to come before all of these great and talented musicians and singers and ministers unto the Lord. We're all on the same team. I said we're all on the same team. Amen, amen, amen. When you're down, I'll be there to help pick you up. And when I need somebody to get on that organ, you be ready to do it. Somebody to sing down the glory, you be ready to do it. We need apostolic singers, musicians that know how to flow in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Praise God. It is so glad to have so good feeling of mind to have Brother Travis here. I appreciate Brother Travis. And he's the district superintendent of one of the greatest states in the United States. Amen. And one of the greatest districts of the United Pentecostal Church. Mississippi is a beautiful place. The Magnolia State. It is a beautiful place. And it's also a beautiful place for revival. And God's got the right man in the right place at the right time. Thank God for Brother Travis. Can everybody say amen to that? You're going to hear a great preacher tomorrow night. Amen. Brother Godair is going to be here, and thank God for him. And thank God for Brother Kraft. I love Brother Kraft. Don't anybody ever come to me and try to say anything bad about him. Because if you did, you're going to get a look at me. Because if you don't love Brother Kraft, there's something wrong with you. I love Brother and Sister Kraft. They are beautiful people in the Lord. Amen. Let's give all of our ministers a hand clap tonight. Amen. The reading of the scripture tonight is going to be about as long as my whole message. But so if you'll bear with me, every part of this plays an integral part of this message. I'm reading from the Song of Solomon, the second chapter. Song of Solomon, the second chapter, the first verse. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with the apples, for I am sick of or for love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. Everybody say our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, and the rain is over and go. Sounds good for Mississippi right now, if you ask me. The flowers appear on the earth, and the time of singing of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, come away. O, my love, that art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Notice, please, the 17th and the last verse. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. You don't have to go back to it. The opening of this book says, the song of songs, which is Solomon's. The song of songs, which is Solomon's. Now, to all of our guests here tonight that were not here Sunday night or last night, you will not understand fully what you're feeling right now. This is a different music conference. There's very deep waters that have been rolling through these services. And if you're just a little impatient, you're ready to go eat, just be still a little bit longer. And put your ear to the ground. For there's deep waters rolling under your feet. I told my wife before we came to Jackson for this music conference, this is a conference of destiny. Our vice president, a man very astute in the things of God. Not only the Word of God, but the movings of the Spirit. told our staff at staff meeting Saturday, he said, this conference is destined of God. There's some people that are in here right now that sometime the wells of inspiration seemingly run dry and the bread grows a little stale. Sunday night and Monday night, those wells begin to spring up. And from heaven's ovens, the sweet smell of fresh baked bread filled our nostrils. Tonight, I feel it again. Jesus is in the building. Jesus is in the building. Jesus is in the building. I said, the Lord is in the building. My God, my God, my God. I feel His presence here right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you say that name so sweetly? Jesus. Every fevered brow healed. Every distraught soul brought back. Every troubled mind settled at peace. I feel the Lord tonight standing on the bow of that boat in the middle of the storm saying, peace. Peace. Be still. My God. Come on, we're going to get real tonight. Leaders sometime have to stand there and act like it's all under control. But we're just going to let down all the barriers tonight. It's just all of us and Jesus here together. Nobody's going to put on any airs. We're going to lift those hands and we're going to reach out and touch Him right now. My God, would you praise Him with me? Would you praise Him with me? Come on. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brother Travis, in the midst of this praise, would you come and pray? Lift your hands together and let's pray with him.
In the name of the Lord, I give you praise and thanksgiving for your promises. Your promises are yea and amen. We're in your presence now on tiptoes of expectancy, believing God for the supernatural manifestation of your power. Lay your hand mightily upon Brother Clark. Give him a special anointing of the Holy Ghost. Anoint our ears to hear and open our minds and our hearts to receive your word. God, you know the needs in this place tonight much better than we do. But I pray that every need would be met. Every problem would be solved. Every individual would be ushered into the presence of the Almighty God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost impact the lives of every individual tonight with Holy Ghost power. The glory and honor is yours in Jesus' name.
Amen. And everybody say, praise the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. With trembling hands, many times I picked up that old black book. And I've turned over to this reference of scriptures. And to this book, Song of Solomon. And I somehow have sensed through the years, like I was some person turning into a home and turning into a place that no one was there and had not been there maybe for a while. Searching out the rooms of that home, finally seeing a door leading up to an attic. And there, walking into that attic and brushing the cobwebs away. Walking over to a treasure chest and opening it up. Picking up letters of someone that had lived there. Love letters. Wanting to put them down. I should not be here. I should not be reading this. I have no right to do this. Yet somehow captivated by those love letters. So intimate, so personal, that I wanted to stop. I don't know if you've ever sensed that, but the Song of Solomon is such a book that is written of love and intimacy that it almost embarrasses me at times. Yet I can hear God say it, it's all right. It's my love towards humanity. Go ahead and read it anyhow. Hallelujah. And I want to say, I shouldn't be reading this, but I can't stop. Because the Song of Solomon is God's word to the human race. I love you and I care about you. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. 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 So as I read this book, I am enlightened of its great majesty and power of God toward humanity. Especially the second chapter, because in there I find within the confines of this one chapter, God opening so much of His mercy and grace toward you and I. He begins this in speaking toward man. In this monologue toward humanity, He says this: I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. And what a beautiful way to start it. The Lord wants men to know, I am the fragrance of your life. Anyone who will not worship and give praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, any musician that will not recognize God's love, has put the fragrance of grace out of their life. We need the Lord in these troubled times. If a preacher's going to preach anything, he ought to preach to this world. There is the rose of Sharon that can bring beauty and harmony to your soul. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. I am the rose of Sharon. He's the fragrance in the feeding place of where the flock comes to eat. I love this that he says, I am the rose of Sharon. It is a statement that only he can make. You don't need anybody else to bring beauty to your life. He's saying to the flocks of the field, as you go about grazing, also notice there is an aroma and a fragrance that will fill your nostrils. While you are feeding upon the green fields, there is also a sweet aroma that will come to you. People don't understand us when we feed off of the Word of God. There is a beauty that emanates from this Word of God. It dissipates the power of hell. It brings a joy when nothing else can. While I'm reading this Word, there is a sweetness. Come on, there is a beauty that rises up from God's Word. We don't need many roses of Sharon. All we need is the one, the Lord Jesus Christ. A number of times in the Scripture, Sharon is mentioned. Sharon is a place. It wasn't just some figment of imagination of Solomon. There was a place called Sharon. It was a beautiful, fertile place down near the great sea, the Mediterranean. It was a place that was protected, very fertile. In the cold winter times, the king would send his flocks down to eat from the meadows of that place. When the drought struck in the midst of the heat of the summer, he could always send his flock, and this well-watered place would give forth life. God is saying to us, we need this as God's people. We are living in a very destructive hour. I don't care if it's winter time or if the hot winds of summer droughts is sweeping over the souls of this old world. God has a place for you and for me that the good shepherd of our life will take us there. Somebody tonight is standing out in the middle of the cold winter. Would you come on in? Oh, hallelujah. There is a field beside the great sea. If we would come and partake of it, this music conference is going to turn some lives around and give us some very definite direction for our life. Why should we die? You would not believe it if I were to tell you and point some of them out. But there are choir directors here right now that are leading choirs in their home church, and they personally have lost the song of life for their soul. There are musicians that are only going through just the humdrum of life, playing their music, and they have lost the tune of the Spirit. This is where we're going to get it back together again. In this music conference, I want us to get a song from the Rose of Sharon, hallelujah, and from the Lily of the Valley. I want you to go forth from this music conference playing your music like you have never done. Let the preachers preach. Let the singers sing. Let the musicians play. Come on. We need an end time revival. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm not here tonight to upbraid you, but please, could I give you just an insight of the Spirit? Amen. While the singers sang tonight, some of you never to get up out of your comfortable chairs until you were asked to. Amen. While I'm preaching right now, some of you won't even budge to worship God until you're asked to. Yet when you take the stage, you want everybody to ooh and ah, to stand and clap. You want everybody to say the greatest choir, the most beautiful song. You can play that sax. You can play that guitar. But hear me, we need the fragrance of the Rose of Sharon in this conference. I'm tired of professionalism. I profess one God. Apostolic, tongue talking, end time revival. Woo. Come on, somebody clap your hands. Oh, while you're feeding on the Word of God, there's a sweet fragrance in this place. Woo. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. 1 Chronicles 27 and 29. Sharon was a place for the herds of the king. Isaiah 65 and 10. Sharon was a place for the flocks of the king. And then in Isaiah 35 and 2. Sharon is called this a place of excellence. When he wrote about Sharon in the book of Isaiah under the inspiration of the Spirit, 35 and 2, he said, Sharon is a place of excellence. There is no place within the apostolic ranks, whether in the pulpit, amen, or whether in the orchestra pit, or on the organ, or on the piano, amen, for status quo. If we're going to walk with God, if we're going to live in that place called Sharon, and have the rose of the sweetness of God, we're going to have to come higher. We can't stay down here. Some of us are just getting along. When you hit the pulpit, hit it with the best you have. When you hit the organ, hit it with the best you have. It is a place of excellence. Come on. When you come through the gates, come with thanksgiving and with praise. Don't you come dragging in a dead sacrifice. Your body is a living sacrifice. Bring it in the house of God. Bring it to a place of excellence. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I do not like to be around people or have people around me. Amen. To come in and give half-hearted worship to God. I cannot stand that. Amen. We will not allow it at Jackson College of Ministries. We will not allow it in any department. If you're going to be a preacher, he's going to be the best he can ever be. If they're going to sing, they're going to sing with excellence. If they're going to play, they're going to play under the Lord. Come on, somebody. Bring in the musician. that can help drive away every evil spirit. We don't need rock and roll and rap music in the church. We need excellence. Woo! Come on, help me tonight. My God, my God, my God, my God. We're in a place called Sharon. Oh, Sata Brianda Bahia. He's Sata Bahia Lava. Woo! It's time for the Pentecostals to rise to a place of excellence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. See, I'm the lily of the valleys. Not one valley, but every valley. I don't care if you're in one trial this week and then another one the next week. I'm going to be there. I'm not just here for one time only. This isn't just one shot, the best shot. This is a day by day, lifetime. If there's anybody in here that is with us in this music conference that doesn't know Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost, please, we're not here to take away from anything you have. But oh God, if you can know the lily of the valleys, hallelujah. If you can know him on a day by day, amen. Not feel him on Monday and then not feel him till the next Monday. What I'm talking about, God is saying in the Song of Solomon, I want it to be known that I am the lily in every valley. Hallelujah. Then he said, I am the lily among the thorns. Lily is an ordinary flower. Here we see one of the glimpses of Calvary. The Bible tells us that when we see Jesus, that when we look upon him, it's not anything that we should desire. When the Lord passed by throughout the cities, there was nothing there that struck you that this could be a king, that this could be the president. This could be the prime minister. There was nothing about it. He even said, this could be a powerful prophet. There was nothing in his visage. There was nothing in his physical being that stopped anybody. But oh, there was a presence. Amen. Though he was ordinary looking among men, he said, in that ordinary condition, know my love, because it shall be surrounded by thorns. That is how you will know that I love you with a supreme love. I am ordinary among men as far as looks are concerned. He was not someone of strength in the natural. But this is how he told mankind, you will know I love you because there will be thorns with that lily. When they beat him, and the blood flowed from Emmanuel's veins. When they took him and nailed him, there was one thing that I come back to the Song of Solomon. There's the lily on the cross. And there is his thorn. And there are his thorns upon his brow. Whew. Why anybody would not want to live for God, I do not understand. I cannot comprehend why people will not serve the Lord with all of their heart. God is expressing to mankind, I love you. He said, but I'm going to show you, and I'm going to nail it down, that you might know that I love you. He said, I will be the apple tree among the trees of the forest. Can't you see somebody walking through the dark, deep forest and suddenly come out into an opening and there is one lone apple tree standing out in the middle of that field? You know and I know that trees spread themselves by dropping their fruit from its branches. And one tree will grow just a few feet from another. until it spreads itself and multiplies every kind of its own. But God said, you're going to know my love, because in the middle of the darkness of your life, you're going to come to a very fruitful tree. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, here's what it's like. So is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Calvary is being taken out of many songs of denominational churches. You don't find people writing beautiful songs so much about it anymore. It's got that syncopated beat. It's got that contemporary sound. But oh, when you want to know the Lord, you're going to come back to that solitary tree that stands alone, that has fruit. Give me some songwriters who have come through the trials of their life and have stood under the shadows of that cross. Put pen to paper and somebody write about Calvary. Talk about God's love. I'm tired of the crossover music that doesn't even carry his name anymore. You can play it on a gospel station just as well as a country western station. I'm sick of those kind of songs. My God, somewhere in the middle of that song, put Calvary, put the Lord, put the Rose of Sharon. Somebody! Somebody! Put pen to paper! You may be seated. My God, I'm talking to a talented group up here. And if God calls you to write songs and to sing about him, my Lord, you made you find that one tree in the middle of all of this world. May we sit down under the shadow of the cross and may we eat of its fruit. I'm tired of people saying, I don't want to hear about the cross. You don't know how sweet the taste of the fruit of Calvary can be. He that will be my disciple, he must take up his cross and follow me. People have asked, I've even heard of statements that have been made, why do we even have a music conference? Why go through all of this trouble? You can't imagine what Sister Cooley and these students and all the staff go through to be a part of this. If you saw it, you'd be amazed at the sacrifice of the hours of no sleep day after day. But somewhere between Sunday night and Mass Choir Friday night, somebody is going to come stumbling out of the darkness of their life and troubles and trials. Somebody's going to sing that right song. Somebody's going to touch that right note. Somebody's going to express it just right. And somebody's going to break out of the dark woods. And they're going to come stumbling out. And they're going to say, there's the cross. There's the cross. There's Calvary. Oh, let me fall at the foot of the cross. Somebody, let me eat of its fruit. My God, I hear it tonight. Drop. Each drop of the blood from Emmanuel's veins, it's falling upon the sands of our soul. Maybe see it. I had him turn the lights up, because I wanted to watch some of you while the sweetness of the presence of God come by. You don't want to ruffle any clothes. There's something in the air, dude. You want everything to stay right. You don't act right, I may preach long enough. The only place you've got to go eat when this is over is Waffle House. When I feel what I'm feeling right now, moving through this place, there is something that comes alive. There's something that comes alive. There's something that excites my soul. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, my God. Somebody, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands. Praise ye the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God, you may be seated. I'll hurry on. Amen. When you go from this place called Calvary, if you'll stop at the cross, he's got another point of destination for you. I was knocking doors one day in Salt Lake City, and went into the home of a Mormon woman, a very precious woman. And I'm not speaking demeaning or disparagingly of the Mormon church. Not at all. And I sat down and began to tell her about Jesus and his precious blood. Blood! Blood! I'm sick of hearing about your blood! I don't want to hear about the blood of Jesus! I looked at her with tears in my eyes. And I said, ma'am, if it wasn't for his blood, there would be no remission of sins. He is that sacrificial lamb. He is that one that is the propitiation for my sins. I cannot live without it. She quit saying that. You could feel the Holy Ghost come into that room. She sensed for the first time there was somebody that had been to Calvary and had stayed there long enough to feel of the effects of that cross. Woo! Come on. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Let's get it down deep in our soul. Stay with me. I won't be much longer now. You may be seated. When you let Calvary have its effect, then you get the invitation that he brings. Fourth verse. He brought me to the banqueting house. His banner over me was love. The Hebrew for banqueting house, in its purest translation, is house of wine. House of wine. When the cross has totally crucified your life, and you have gotten everything out of the way and have submitted totally to God's word, then he turns to us and says, come with me. I'm going to take you somewhere. Would you let me take you to a place that only comes by invitation from me? Come to my house. And when you see that house, over it is the house of wine. When you have given God your life and the cross has taken effect, there is an experience that God has for us in the new birth. When you've been baptized in water in Jesus' name and you come up out of that water, there is a promise that God says it is a gift that I give to everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a Baptist or a Catholic or a Presbyterian or a Mormon or an atheist or an agnostic or a Buddhist. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. Come with me to the house of wine. Woo. It's called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called the baptism of the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. For with seven lips and another tongue when he speaks to this people, to whom he has said, this is the rest. And this is the refreshing. Come on, music conference. I feel the Holy Ghost saying, come on up to the house of wine. Come on up to the house of wine. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. You know what God wants to do in these last days? Pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. He wants to do it right here this week. We might as well get a renewing and a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Clap your hands again. Clap your hands again. Clap your hands again. While you're clapping your hands, turn to somebody. Keep clapping them. Turn to somebody and say, we're going to the house of wine. Woo! Come on. Turn to somebody and say it. Where are you going? I'm headed for the upper room. What you gonna do? I'm gonna get me a fresh touch of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Woo! I hear the sound of the abundance of rain in this place tonight. Come on, somebody, worship a little bit. Oh, I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my feet. I feel it moving through my soul. What's it like? It's like fire, 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 shut up in my bones. Woo! Is this all you want of God's wine? Come on, you fix to come out of the woods. Come on, you fix to lay down that heavy burden. Come on, you fix to sing. Spring up, oh well. Why are you dancing, Brother Clark? Woo! Because I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this music conference like God hath ordained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Homer writing about Ulysses backs up what one commentator said in the reading of The House of Wine. In a certain story in the part of Ulysses, Homer, writing that very powerful story, talked about the house of wine. The house of wine was a very special place that was kept only for special guests. You only got in there by special invitation. When you came into this banqueting house, you had your floor with the table spread, and there were some stairs that would lead up into an upper room area. It's not like people do today, putting it in barrels and putting it down in the basement in a dark place. To preserve their wine, they would take it and put it in pitchers and cover the pitchers and walk up the stairs to an upper room and line the walls with that wine. Filling those pitchers all along the walls. But that upper room was not just a place for the wine. When the keeper of the house said to you, arise, come with me to my special room, you would walk up the stairs, and he had glasses and pitchers. And he would uncover them and begin to pour and said, drink. And you would stand there and drink to your heart's content. for the wine. It is where the owner of the banqueting house kept all of his jewels and treasures. They were stacked all in that room. And the only way to get there was to want the wine and desire it enough that you'd pay whatever you had to pay. Because when you get the wine, you get the treasures. While you're drinking the wine, you can walk over to the diamonds and the jewels and just run your hands through them and just take them and hold them. Because you become one with that upper room. When God gives us the Holy Ghost, we're not just joining some kind of a denomination. You're not signing a roll card or seeking a picture. You have joined with the King of Kings. My Lord, when God fills you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, tonight. Why don't you start drinking? Come on, why don't you start drinking? Why don't you start drinking? What you got in your hands? I got something I got in an upper room. What you holding? I'm holding the wine. And I'm holding the gifts of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit. Where did you get it? The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. My God, don't tell me, do I have to have the Holy Ghost? Tell me, when can I get it? Come on, somebody, when can I get it? You know what I feel here tonight? I feel a tongue-talking experience coming on. You know what I feel here tonight? I feel a Holy Ghost fire, baptized experience coming on. Would you like to come on out of the woods tonight? Why don't you lift your hands right now? Woo! And say, Lord. Come on, somebody say it, Lord. Come on, somebody say it, Lord. Take me to your banqueting house. Lift your hands and praise Him with me right now. Oh,
oh yeah.
Lift your hands.
I am drinking from the wine.
Woo.
The wine, the wine. Drinking from the wine.
Come on, church, you know what it's all about. The banqueting house. Somebody is at the top of those stairs. He's saying, I got wine to drink that you know not of. sweet, sweet Holy Ghost love. What you gonna do, preacher? I'm gonna worship tonight, and I'm gonna climb those stairs. What you gonna find when you get there? A whole lot of gifts, a whole lot of power, a whole lot of mercy. Why don't you come on and go with me? Everybody, clap your hands. Because I'm going to keep my word to you. I told you I wouldn't preach long. So I'm chopping out at least 30% of it. And I'm going to sandwich with it in right here at the close. She said when the day was breaking and the night shadows were fleeing away, I looked to the top of the mountain and I saw my lover coming. He was like a young deer. He was leaping on the top of Mount Ether. Hold on now. Mount Ether in the Hebrew means division, partition, cut off. Mount Ether was on the other side of Jordan. She said, when the day breaks and my lover comes, he's going to be on the top of division. He's going to heal. He's going to bring it all together. When Jesus comes into a place, he'll heal your broken heart. He'll heal schisms and divisions. Come on, somebody. I feel like dancing.
Drink of the wine.
rebuke that devil. Don't tell me you can't have joy in a music conference. I rebuke that devil. Don't tell me people can't get the Holy Ghost in a music conference. I rebuke that demon too. Don't tell me you can't get healed right now. I rebuke that devil too. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, let it happen to me right now. Come on, lift those hands. Oh my God, my God.